Hello.
Hi, yeah, this is Mark. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good, I'm doing well. Doing very good. We're, in downtown Paris, and it's great. I love the atmosphere and the architecture here.
A great opportunity to be with a show tomorrow evening in Paris.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
You are in Paris, and you've got a show tomorrow. Do you feel something special to perform in Paris and in front of a French audience?
I guess it's going to be fun. We haven't done a headline show in quite a while, so it'll be a lot of fun playing a bunch of songs we don't normally play. I think we'll bust out a few special things that we hardly get to do. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it, as well as how receptive already the city has been to us regarding press, just all the interviews and everything here. Really cool.
You are back with a new album. The new album will be out in a couple of days. Did you change something in your recipe for the creation of this new album?
Actually, no. It's the exact same thing. The only difference is that now it's officially released worldwide through 11/7, and just all digitally. Before, we didn't put it online or anything like that. And 11/7 dug it so much, they wanted the world to hear it and help us out. So we're stoked about them and being over here. They made it possible.
For the new album, even if it's not a concept album, there is a main theme in all the album, I think. Something like awaken the audience mind. Are you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The whole album is kind of a concept album. You know, the first track is Ocean Floor, and the last track is Pyre. So it's sort of a journey of letting go. We as humans, it's easy to hold on. So it's kind of about the process of letting go. Just like grudges weigh you down, that's kind of what Ballast is about. And realizing that you are the solution to your own problem. It ends with, you know, God Went North and Empire, which, you know, that song happens to be about Johnny's mother who passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm. And death, that's the hardest thing to let go and move on from. We try to incorporate personal experiences for our own, not enjoyment, passion, really, with what we feel, as well as connecting with others. It's amazing when you can grasp onto a song and it move you, it give you goosebumps, and if we can do that, that's amazing.
So you choose to give the album the same name that your band, Nothing More. May we say that it's a real personal album too?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You can definitely say that. In a lot of ways, it really is kind of like, I don't know, our first album, only in a way that it's like we really feel that we've captured our sound. And yeah, I guess in every way, so it's a good starting place, and for the world to discover us for the first time through this record, we're proud of it and stand behind it. So what better than to have it be your self-titled album?
You choose for your first video clip the track Ballast. Why did you choose this track, and may you say a word about the shooting under the water?
Yeah, we felt that song was gettable on a first time listen. It feels familiar in kind of the guitar riff. You know, it's like, okay, I've kind of heard something like this before. But then as the song goes on, it sort of develops and kind of goes more into our sound, getting a little more technical, you know, a little ambient, but still remaining kind of the heaviness is still present. And, you know, the bridge is, I'm so happy that the bridge made it into that song. It's kind of this crazy sort of carnival, really progressive element, and the lyrics and all the musicianship in the bridge are so amazing. I'm glad they made it into the song. It moves me and really has a lot of emotion in it. And the video, you know, we're really happy with the product. It was actually a very miserable video shoot, just because we were wet and freezing the entire time. Mainly more so Johnny, obviously, as You know, he had a lot of the storyline shots, and so it was, you know, 3 days in L.A. for the first day in a studio with all the whole band shot. The second day was Johnny on the beach doing all that. And if you know anything about the Pacific Ocean, it's always cold. Even in the summer, it's still so damn cold. And then the final day was, we were actually just in a pool at a friend that we had rented it out and got some more cool underwater shots. But yeah, we were really happy with the product and how it turned out and how we could use the water aspect as it's a big part of the song.
You share a lot of things on the internet. There is the lyrics on your website. You put some quotes too from other bands like Rage Against the Machine or from Sigmund Freud and stuff like that. And there is a lot of video. How important are all the things around your music?
I would consider all of us sponges. We just really like to soak up all the good and the bad that is out there. I feel like that's a role of artists and almost our calling to portray all of that through music. You know, really share the truth that is out there and as well as give credit to where it's due, you know, regarding like all the quotes you speak of, just really passionate words from songs that we love or from philosophers that move us, you know, like Alan Watts or Eckhart Tolle, which it'd be amazing to sit down, have a chat with him, maybe a beer, but he's my personal favorite, just the whole power of now and how that moves you when you realize that. It's everything.
We can see some video of your live performance on YouTube, and there is some solo part during your show which are really amazing, like when you play with the bass, the three of you, or the drum stuff and the head cymbal. How did you get those great and crazy ideas, and how do you rehearse that part?
Well, thank you, first of all. We really want to put on a show. We feel, you know, the bands of old, you know, Led Zeppelin and all that genre, when rock was birthed, it's more about the show and the experience of going to that live show, and that's been lost. And we wanted to keep, you know, as an homage to the greats, as well as just, you know, but we're on a stage. People come to a show to see a performance. I think bands forget that, and they just play their songs. You know, if I wanted to listen to a song, I could just put the CD in my car or listen to it on my iPod or whatever, and, you know, that's it. So we want to do something a little more, really, really make it an experience, as well as just challenge ourselves musically. You always keep growing. It never ends. You never arrive. There's only forward, you know, that you can go and obviously enjoy the journey. And I honestly look forward to what's next in our arsenal. I can't wait to sit down and have some more time with how the bass thing contraption will evolve. Mm-hmm. And as well as drum stuff or guitar things. We have lots of ideas that we've documented, so it's going to be fun to see what happens when we get to work on that, when we have time for the next evolution.
A word about the artwork of the new album. It's really simple.
Yeah, our friend Colton Holiday, he's from San Antonio as well. He was, I forget his band name, but he's been a friend and, you know, somebody we've respected and is just really, he's got an eye in it. We wanted something profound and simple, and we actually had all the characters, the symbols on the record that you see, they're all mathematical systems. And we kind of had this idea to move with those and let those represent us and sort of write, not our own language, but some coding into all that. And so we had a good, you know, conversation with him and worked with him on it the whole way. And He brought it to life for sure. Definitely, you know, want to give him props for that. We're very, very happy with how everything turned out. The previous tangible product, the CD, we had a sleeve for it, and there was an 8-page booklet, and so we just went all out because, you know, CDs are almost throwaways these days. You put it in your computer and then you're done. So we wanted to do something special. Now the release that's happening June 23rd, it'll be a little simpler, but we have been able to leave most of that. It was just a pricing situation, and it makes sense why we'd have to tone it down a little.
If you were allowed to own one of the 5 vehicles, which I will tell you, which one would you take? You can choose between Flash McQueen from a Cars movie, you can choose Kit from the TV series Knight Rider, the Batmobile, the Scooby-Doo van, or the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Which car would you like to have?
Oh, man. I mean, I've always loved DeLoreans, and Back to the Future is such a great movie. So I'm gonna have to go there. I choose the DeLorean.
Okay. A word you would like to add?
We're just really excited about, you know, being over here in Europe. Stoked for the show tomorrow at Nouveau Casino, playing Belgium with Carnival. They're amazing, amazing, amazing band. Check them out if you haven't. And we're really excited for a headline tour we have back in the U.S. in the next couple months, as well as our tour with Five Finger, Death Punch, Volbeat, and Hell Yeah in the fall. It's really, really popular.